Feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. William Arthur Ward.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Childhood trauma can forever change a kid's life, brain, and body. If left untreated, adults who suffer childhood trauma are more likely to struggle with substance abuse and mental health issues. Childhood adversity can even turn kids into physically sick adults and impact someone's ability to have healthy adult relationships and experience intimacy. Today on our show, we talk to a trauma-informed therapist about the role that essential oils can play in helping adults heal from early childhood trauma. Today, you'll learn which essential oils you can use, how to use them, and why they can be such a powerful tool for transforming mental wellness. I'm Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks for listening. Before we get to our interview, as always, allow me to share my favorite oil from this past week. For those of you on my newsletter, you already know this, but this week I am doing the Master Cleanse. If you're not familiar with it, you can go back and listen to that episode with Tom Woolocean, but essentially it's a liquid diet cleanse. It's very challenging, I'll say, but I'm really looking forward to the results. But when you're doing a cleanse, especially a cleanse that focuses so much on eliminating waste and toxins from your body, it can be really emotionally and physically draining. I find that I have a hard time just letting go. The whole theme around a cleanse like this is to release. So I figure what better oil to go to than Release. Release is a blend of ylang ylang, lavender, geranium, grapefruit, tangerine, royal Hawaiian sandalwood, spearmint, lemon, blue cypress, Divana, kaffir lime, jasmine, blue tansy, and rose. It's a hugely powerful blend. I took a bath last night, put some Epsom salts and some Release in there, and just soaked, and I got out feeling just ready, like no longer scared and ready to release. I highly recommend this blend to anyone who needs to let go of toxic emotions or who has a hard time letting go of control. You can place a drop over your heart, put it in your diffuser, or do what I did and take a bath in it. Now let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. This week, our recipe comes from Kristen in St. Louis, Missouri, and her recipe is for a DIY jewelry cleaner. To make the jewelry cleaner, take a half a cup of water, 2 tablespoons baking soda, 1 tablespoon witch hazel, and 3 drops of lemon essential oil. Mix it all together and then apply to your jewelry with a soft toothbrush. I love this recipe, Kristen. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. If you want to submit your own recipe to our DIY dugout, simply email us at diy@revolutionoilspodcast.com. When you do, you'll be automatically entered into our monthly giveaway of a bottle of orange essential oil and our ebook chock full of our favorite essential oil recipes.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. I have been searching forever for a skincare line that would complement the benefits of essential oils, be great for sensitive skin, was research-based, and free of any toxic chemicals. See, essential oils are great for enhancing the absorption of healthy compounds, and we only want to drive the good stuff in. So I am so pleased to introduce you to OneSkin as a continued sponsor to the show. For a limited time, you can try OneSkin for 15% off using the code REVOLUTION when you check out at oneskin.co. Give your skin the scientifically proven gentle care it deserves with OneSkin. Now, if you have sensitive skin like I do, you'll be pleased to know that their scientifically proven topical supplements are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can irritate your skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe Seal of Approval. As a naturopathic doctor, I was so impressed by the fact that OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists, and OneSkin's products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. They are also the first and only skin longevity company to target cellular senescence, a key hallmark of aging. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients often found in other skincare products that we try to avoid. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code REVOLUTION at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code REVOLUTION. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Well, hey everyone, I'm here with the lovely Janelle Reardon. She is a trauma-informed therapist and a certified practitioner of aroma freedom technique and a professional heart lifter. Janelle uses the revolutionary healing modality of strategically formulating therapeutic-grade essential oils in helping men, women, and children heal from levels of trauma, emotional pain, and overall mental stuckness. Janelle is a woman of so many talents. I'm so glad to have you here on the show with us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome to be speaking with you. I just love your podcast so much. Can I call you Sam or should I call you Samantha?
Sam's great. Yeah.
Just have learned so much and gleaned so much. And so to be here with you is just a joy. Total joy.
I love when listeners can come onto the show because, you know, from the beginning, I've never touted myself as the end all be all of essential oils. I'm still learning just alongside all of my listeners as well. And we all have so much to learn from each other. Well, I'm excited that we're going to dive into your book a little bit. But to start out, I really want to hear about, you know, that day that just kind of changed it all for you.
It was January 2019. And it was a rainy, cold day here in Virginia. And I had dabbled in essential oils, but then I was invited to a rally. And the rally was all about emotions and essential oils. So I was captivated from the get-go. And I thought I had nothing on my calendar that day, which was totally amazing. And I went and sat under the wise teaching of several people and learned the significant link between how essential oils could help your emotional state. And someone came up to me and said, you know what, you really need to know about this AFT. And I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. You're talking about something very foreign to me. So tell me more. And so she proceeded to introduce me to aroma freedom technique and how this Dr. Benjamin Perkis had developed this incredible modality that could heal and clear the neural pathways. I had been searching and searching and searching in my private therapeutic practice for a healing modality that would help create neuroplasticity.
I love when those things just fall in place like that. And then you went on, you became certified in Aroma Freedom Technique, which, by the way, if you want to go back, listeners, to episode 115, we actually interview Dr. Perkis, and you can learn a little bit more about the science behind AFT. But I love the fact that you're here, Janelle, and can share actual stories of how this technique is being implemented and used for people and how it's really turned their lives around. But first, tell us a little bit more about that term you just said, neuroplasticity. How does that relate to mental health and healing?
Right. First and foremost, I cannot encourage you more to go back and listen to Dr. Perkis' interview here, because I have listened myself and it is very informative and helpful. But neuroplasticity basically just means you can rewire your brain. So up to a couple decades ago, 20 years ago, it was the thought, and there are so many schools of thought in psychology, psychiatry, counseling, study of the brain, that you couldn't rewire the brain. But through the brilliant research of many, many wise men and women, we now know you can rewire your brain and create new feedback loops, new ways of thinking. And so that's revolutionary. And the missing piece for me was that so many of my clients who had particularly childhood trauma just couldn't get unstuck. And so once I implemented the Aroma Freedom technique, and then there are branches underneath AFT, as I'll just call it here, and one particular is called TMRT, which is Trauma Memory Resolution Technique, and that involves memory reconsolidation. And once I began to add that to the other techniques that I would use in my practice, it was sincerely revolutionary. They were able, just through the simplicity and the efficiency of breathing these strategically developed and formulated oils, along with the process that Dr. Perkis formulated, and they would clear these negatively charged memories from whatever pathway in the brain they were lodged in, and they would move from the amygdala, which is the little almond-shaped things in your brain that keep you in a fight, flight, or freeze state. So someone who has endured childhood trauma would kind of be stuck, not kind of, but be stuck in a hypervigilant state, living life from their amygdala. So meaning they would get triggered and triggered and triggered. And so once you implement these 12 beautiful steps of Aroma Freedom Technique, breathing in these oils, as I guided them, I watched the neural pathway absolutely just clear. And so you could literally taste the negative charge being consolidated and making its way to the hippocampus, where it just got stored in the brain like a filing cabinet. Childhood trauma, I experienced it, but now there are no negative charges that are attached to it. So hence, it's resolved.
It's a beautiful thing to witness, absolutely. And I think it's great that you are able to guide people through that as well. And AFT is something that I've seen some people do it on their own, but I always enjoy it way more if I have some sort of guide helping me through it.
I agree. The one thing that attracted me as well was that it is an empowering tool for someone to possess. So being a therapist, I know that so many people spend decades in therapy. And yet, if you do not have this tool of memory reconsolidation being implemented, you stay stuck. And so that also led me to really look and research different modalities that if people possessed these tools, you could become empowered yourself to walk yourself through your healing process and live in wholeness and be less dependent or less in need of a therapist. So I guess one of my big goals is to work myself out of a job.
Yeah. Oh, that's, I'm so glad to hear you say that. That's definitely one of our tenets here on the podcast is giving people tools to empower themselves. I don't want people to be dependent on me to know what oils to use all the time, right? I want to empower them to know where to go for those answers, teach them those basics, teach them how to find those harder to answer questions, and most importantly, how to listen to their body to know what they specifically need. So I think that's beautiful. Well, share a few stories with us of some of these transformations.
I can just start with my own life if I can do that. As I shared before, it was not only revolutionary to have as a tool in my therapeutic practice, but in my own life and in my marriage and in my family. But my relationship with my mother was complicated. I had an alcoholic father, but my mother was also a codependent and enabling and trying to keep the family going. And so there was an incident in the hospital where she was very, very, very ill. And this was two summers ago. She had just recently passed in August. At that time, my mother was waiting. It was Mother's Day. And my mother was waiting for a procedure to be done that might give us some clarity on why she was internally and externally bleeding. And so while we were waiting, she was on a liquid diet, not being able to eat. And anyone out there who's fasting or doing cleansings understand that you get hangry. And so we were just joking with her. She kept going, "Oh, I just want some popcorn. Oh, I just want some chocolate. Can I have some chocolate?" And we're like, "Well, no, Mom, you can't. Not even a little bit." And my sister went, "You know, Mom, just eat as much chocolate as you want to." And my mom just had had enough of the joking. And she just got very, very angry. And she just said, "Shut up, you." And she said a bad word to my sister. And I triggered so bad and went back to a deep place within me that was probably not healed at that point. And it was so hurtful and harmful to my sister being 7.5 years older than me. And so I shut down. I just shut down. And I was so blown away by that. Like, why would that trigger me so badly? So I left the hospital, had a long conversation with my sister, but I came home, got my oils, and started to breathe in to that feeling in my body that happened as a result of my mother's tone of voice.
Do you remember which oil you were breathing?
Yes, for sure. It's what we call in Aroma Freedom Technique, the MRB, the Memory Release Blend. So that blend is made up of Stress Away, which is in the Young Living line of oils, and lavender and frankincense. And you mix a third of each of those oils, or so like say a drop of each in the palms of your hand, swirl and twirl it, as I like to say, because I'm a dancer in my heart. And you breathe those in to that moment, into that memory.
So you were breathing in the memory of that incident that just happened in the hospital, or were you breathing
yes.
in going back to early childhood?
No. I was just, that's what I love about it because it's so accessible. I was able to just, usually I would have that in my pocket, in a little vial or a roller or in my purse, but I knew this was going to take a few moments. I didn't want to do it at a stoplight. So I came home and I rolled that. Yes. And I breathed into actually my mother's face and the tone of her voice. And I breathed into that. I breathed into the feeling that was in my body. So we named that feeling. And that feeling for me was terror. It was actual like terror. And in where it was in my body, and it was in my throat area. So I breathe. That's the process. You breathe into the incident or the memory. You name the one word feeling. You then feel that in your body. Where is that sensation laying in your body or lying, however you say that? And then what's the negative thought? And the negative thought was, how dare she speak to my sister that way? Why is she doing that? And so I breathed into it and I did feel it calm. I did then later proceed and with my mentor go through a trauma memory reconsolidation later. But what came of that was what I must have absorbed in the middle of my family growing up. And that's basically how I define trauma. It's when the emotions are too big for your little body or your body. You know, they're just too big. You don't know what to do with them. And so those oils went right into my olfactory bulb, right into my amygdala, calmed it down so I could come back into my state of reasoning, into my prefrontal cortex, and then make some sense of it.
So defining it and feeling it, and then, but in order to heal and move forward, explain that part for me again.
Because when we're triggered in such a situation, and I'm sure, you know, most of us will have a situation in our lives where we're triggered and we don't understand those triggers. They don't make any mental sense to us. So in that moment with me in the hospital, it just went to a place where that negative emotion, that negative charge got charged in me as a little girl. And I didn't know how to deal with it then. So when I breathe the oils, and I like to say when I came to my senses and it dissipated enough to get me out of my amygdala, my fight, flight, freeze, and into the prefrontal cortex where I can reason, where I am in a state of calmness enough to try to make some sense of it. You know, when we're living out of our fight, flight, or freeze, our amygdala, our trigger state, when we're living out of that hypervigilance, we have no ability or capacity to reason. We're going to react. Or we're going to shut down. So I'm a repressor. I shut down. Later that day, I asked my sister, I said, how did that not send you off? She goes, oh, I'm just so used to it. And I was like, wow, well, I'm not. Obviously I was. And so what I'm really getting at here is I think I finally came to this beautiful revelation that I'd lived most of my life in a hypervigilant state. My nervous system was always walking on eggshells or when's the next trigger, you know, I wasn't aware of that consciously, but my subconscious was. So what that does is it makes you not feel safe in your body.
So after this incident and you came home and you did some AFT on yourself, describe the difference between the before and after of what did it feel like now moving through the world?
Peace, calmness. You know, in mindfulness, you can call it equanimity. In psychology, psychiatry, you call it homeostasis, just having that stable base. And when you're stable in your body and you're able then to reason and regulate your emotional state, that to me is the end goal, that we can live our lives from a centered self. I like to say it this way, Sam, and it's kind of a new revelation. It's not in my book. I guess it's going to be in the next book. You know, we don't want to be in the middle of a mess of things. Like, so when I was a child, I feel like I was in the middle of a mess of things, not knowing how to process it, not knowing how to regulate any emotions. But now I'm in the center because I'm centered and I can stand in the center of really difficult relationships, circumstances, marriages, and be stable and centered and regulated. And the capacity to be able to have this kind of healing modality enables me to continue doing that on a daily basis.
I love that when you were saying that, I kind of had this visual come to my mind of like a hurricane. And you know, as you navigate through the world, the emotions that you're feeling, the stimulation being thrown at you, other people's words, other people's feelings, your hormones, all of these things are almost like this hurricane, you know, swirling around. And it's so easy to get caught up in that swirl, right? But what AFT and what essential oils and therapy and all these different tools can help you with is help you get to that eye of the hurricane where you are now calm, stable, and almost like you can see everything happening around you, but now you are able to be still. And when that happens, you can find yourself no longer automatically reacting to everything, but consciously choosing your reaction to things. And that's a really powerful place to be.
So well said, Sam. So well said. And, you know, if you've grown up in a home with secure attachment, you understand that you have that beautiful foundation upon which to move through life. But for those of us who did not get that, you know, we're having to earn that. We're having to learn and grow and become whole in that. But once you have it, and I do have it now, it's so fabulous. It's like, oh, wow. You know, you're not tossed to and fro, you know, with every wind. And it's one of the beautiful parts of Aroma Freedom Technique that I love so much. It's like you move, you know, emotions are like waves. They come and they go. They come and they go. No emotion lasts forever. No wave lasts forever. And you learn how to sit with the unpleasant and the pleasant. You learn to get knocked down with a wave and come up and be able to just stay in that stable reasoning place. Does it mean you're perfect? No, because we have emotions. We're built with over 34,000 emotions, but it means that you control your emotions. They don't control you. And that is the way I want everyone in my life and in listening today to actually move through their life.
Yes. Do you hear that, revolutionaries? You can be in control of your emotions. You don't have to let them control you. Now, Janelle, I'm curious, in your practice, do you use the blend forgiveness? I don't want to make assumptions, but I would imagine that this would be a really staple blend of oils that you use in your practice. And it's got a lot of different oils in it, so I'm not going to list them all, but there's Melissa, geranium, frankincense, Royal Hawaiian sandalwood, coriander, ends with a little rose as well. And there's a lot of other oils in it, but I feel like, and just the stories that you've told, and this oil's coming up for me a lot because I feel like forgiveness is really, until you are able to forgive those who have harmed you and or forgive yourself for the mistakes you've made or the reactions you've had or whatever, it's almost impossible to move forward with any sort of healing. Would you agree?
I couldn't agree more. I write a great deal about shame in Stronger Every Day and my own shifting from shaming to gracing in my life and how the oils help me do that. But what I love most about the forgiveness oil and this process of AFT and helping people, because how many times, Sam, have you heard, forgive, just forgive them? Well, we can't forgive what we don't know to forgive, right? So the making sense of your story and making meaning from your story is the part that I love the AFT and how it helps you get that meaning and make sense of it so that you can forgive it, right? Or forgive the person. If you don't make sense of something, if you don't make meaning out of something, this is proven. This is neurology. I'm talking neurobiology. You have to be able to make sense of it in your own pathways in your own life in order to forgive, because your subconscious isn't going to forget. It doesn't forget. If there's a negative charge still on the wound, let's just shift to wounding here if we're talking about forgiveness. You know, if there's still a negative charge and that wound is still pulsating, right? And it hasn't healed, I want to say it's close to impossible. So by using memory reconsolidation, you're able to efficiently and effectively, and what I love most about it is that you don't use many words. So let's make sure that we add this in here because it's very important. So trauma or our subconscious woundings, they don't heal with words. They heal through the senses. And so that was that other missing piece, that aha moment for me was when, oh my gosh, so you could be in talk therapy for decades. And that's why there's no resolution or consolidation and hence no forgiveness. So once you have gone into an area that you didn't even consciously weren't aware of that was still throbbing inside of your brain and your heart and your soul, it's close to impossible. So that's why I love the forgiveness oil as well. The Melissa, the rose, all the elements, you know, that are so strategically formulated into that. I've used that and seen so much life come from that.
Explain to me again something you just said about how talk therapy, it is not enough. You could go on and on with talk therapy, but without this missing component, explain that missing component to me again, you really aren't able to forgive and move forward.
Well, because trauma or any wounding, any negative cycle, any negative words, narratives, and this goes, we won't go there today because it would take us down a whole nother road, but epigenetics and generational trauma, even we carry inside of our bodies the pain and the emotional DNA of our grandparents, our great-grandparents, that's proven. So on that level, sometimes we're triggering over something that's in our emotional DNA that we're really not cognizant of. And so our subconscious doesn't respond to words. It responds to healing through the senses. That's the really simple way of defining that.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense though. And I don't know about the listeners out there, but I'm having this total light bulb moment of just embracing the fact that we are these multisensory beings, right? We don't go through life just through talking and hearing and analyzing. There's so much more to being human and being alive than talk. And not to say talk isn't important.
Oh, it's critical.
It's critical,
yes. It is critical. Talk therapy is totally critical. But what I loved most when I began to really possess this tool was that I don't have to talk as much, you know, and they don't have to reshare a trauma story and be re-traumatized. The client, you don't have to ask someone yourself at times to re-talk about it again, verbalize it again, because that's very traumatizing to keep telling and retelling and retelling the same story that caused you such great pain.
Well, I love how essential oils can become and are becoming such a staple tool in so many counseling and therapy offices. And I hope to see that grow so much because of everything we've been talking about here today, just how powerful those smells and those scents can be to healing those emotions. And not, you know, if you're a therapist or a counselor and you're like, that can't be true. I mean, it is just another tool. It's part of that sensorial experience that we're talking about that I've heard time and time again, story after story, being such a key component in people's healing. Can you share with us one more story of maybe a client or someone you've known who have been able to heal from these childhood traumas?
Yes, I will share the client I had this morning. She actually is just the joy to my heart. But this morning she had a massive breakthrough. And when she was younger, when she was a little girl, a very dysfunctional family, no secure attachment. Dad had some strong issues. And he would take her as a little 7-8-year-old little girl to these awful wrestling matches with all men, like boxing matches, wrestling matches. And it was a terrible environment for a little girl. And she said, I would just hide under the chair. You know, she's 8, 7, 8. She can't take control of that situation. She can't do that. So flash forward, she's now in her mid 60s and she's done a great deal of heart work, is what I like to call it. She has worked through the Heartlift method and she has utilized AFT and trauma memory resolution. And there's a situation going on in her marriage currently, happily married, but she has repressed and been not used her voice her whole entire life. So being someone who doesn't speak up for herself, doesn't defend herself, well, let's go back to the little girl under the chair. Scared to death. What am I doing here? This is horrible. And now she is getting a great understanding that she has a voice. And in my world, the Heartlift Method, we equate voice with value, worth, and dignity, knowing who you are, being completely safe in your own body. So she had an incident happen this weekend where she had to stand up to her husband over something. She was feeling unsafe. She was feeling like it was triggering her back to that being under the chair feeling. And she said, I stood up to him. And I said, well, how did that feel? Hence the word feel. I said, do you like who you're becoming? And she just paused. And she said, I don't know. It feels very uncomfortable. I feel selfish. And I feel like I'm trying to force a situation to happen and control something. So we were silent again for a moment, took some grounding breaths. And I said, well, what does that sound like to you? She said, that sounds like I'm stuck under that chair. I said, I know, but you're 60 some years old now. And you know that you can use your voice because you can stand up for yourself. You now have a choice. You didn't have a choice when you were a little girl. But you have a choice now to not be in uncomfortable situations that lessen your value, worth, and dignity. And she just smiled this radiant smile and she went, oh, yeah, I guess I can now. I'm like, yes, you can. But you see, it's framed in this feeling of selfishness and, you know, if I do that, someone won't like me. If I do that, I'm going to appear, you know, she wasn't given the privilege as a little girl to say, this makes me uncomfortable, Daddy, can we please leave? But now she can.
Janelle, something you're talking about, this is all reminding me so much of the more recent studies coming out that conclusively are linking childhood trauma to adult illnesses. Officials are estimating that millions of cases of all sorts of diseases, including heart disease and mental illness, like not just mental things, but also physical things, are linked to abuse or other physical and psychological harm suffered in early childhood. So you mentioned this briefly before about secure attachment, but for people who aren't familiar with that term and might be thinking somewhat like, you know, we all go through hard stuff in childhood, but like we're all okay, you know. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, I was going to rewind and go back to my hospital room situation with my mom, because in the book, like I, so many times when I bring up stuff like that, people go, oh my gosh, she's 90 years old. Leave her alone. You know, I mean, that's ridiculous. That's not even a pro. Why would you have a reaction about that? Well, because I did. And so it affected me deeply that way. And the reasoning for that is I did not earn or have secure attachment as a child. I lived in a home that would now be considered a trauma situation. Alcoholic families are in that childhood trauma situation. So when you are given secure attachment, meaning you're seen, you're heard, you're loved, and you know that you belong, then you know that you have a voice. You know that you can say to mom or dad or caregiver, this is uncomfortable for me. That means that you know you're already regulating your emotion. You're already being able to say what that uncomfortable feeling is. You're being given emotional intelligence. When you possess that kind of emotional intelligence, that secure attachment, it's your springboard to go out into the world and be highly successful. So that link to childhood trauma, when we are not given that privilege, it really does cause us to move through our life with a nervous system that is either shut down totally or hypervigilant, and therefore our bodies feel and keep the score. Now, just hear me here for a second. This does not mean we live in perfect homes. This does not mean we never raise our voice or we get angry. Anger is an emotion. It's unbridled anger that turns into yelling and rage that creates an atmosphere in the home that lacks serenity and peace. So therefore, the child doesn't feel safe. And it's our primal need to feel safe, to know our needs are going to get met, that we're seen, that we're heard. Like my beautiful client who was hunkering down under a chair, her need to be heard was not there. She felt unsafe. So when we grow up and are in the soil of our families and that soil doesn't feel safe to our little roots, then our nervous system is going to get hyperstimulated. It's going to be on, oh my gosh, what's going to happen when mom walks in the door or when dad walks in the door? Or, oh my gosh, that look on mom's face. For me, it was that tone in my mother's voice. And I've done a lot of studies, read a lot of study, that prosody, P-R-O-S-O-D-Y, tone of voice, a mother's tone of voice is absolutely the most critical element in child rearing.
Hello, dear friends. Stress is one of the major contributors to many health issues because it throws off the whole body, including our hormones. And in today's world, we can't escape it. Thankfully, we have essential oils to support us, but a lot of times many women need additional support to keep their hormones at a healthy level. This is where Happy Mammoth comes in. They are a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. This company is obsessed with quality, and they are on a mission to creating natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. Right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity. They're free of heavy metals and free from artificial fillers. They have this amazing comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony. It contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenetic herbs that help the body to adapt to any kind of stressors, and this can help to keep hormones in a much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. I got my bottle and it literally replaces three of my other supplements. Thank you, Happy Mammoth, for an even calmer mood and happier belly this month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Janelle, this has been amazing. You've shared so much information and ideas for how people can embrace essential oils more in their healing as well. So thank you so much for sharing all of that and for the work you do. It's truly amazing. Before you go, we always love to ask our guests these closing questions. And the first is to just give us a glimpse into one or two self-care practices you try to do every day to stay healthy.
I walk a lot. I love to walk. I love walking meditation. I love just to be outdoors. So nature is going to always be my first go-to when I need some mental self-care.
Well, finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
I think, you know, I hate to say it. It's said so many times, but it's our chronic connection, our hyper-connection. And I'm as hyper-connected as anyone in the world. Trust me, I love my gadgets. I love them. I love my phone. I love social media. But that is the one reason I began to be more strategic and intentional about meditation. Yep, getting quiet.
So Janelle, for people who want to connect with you or be a part of your world, where can they go?
Please come be a part of my world. I welcome you into the Stronger Everyday community at www.janellereardon.com. And that's JanellReardon.com. And if I can, I'd love to give away a free book. and a free AFT, I would love to offer one of your listeners. Actually, let's do two. So two of your listeners, the first two who email me at Janelle, J-A-N-E-L-L, at Janelle again, J-A-N-E-L-L-R-A-R-D-O-N.com. And in the subject line, put Revolution Podcast. The first two who email me will receive a free book and a free AFT. And if you don't already have the oils that are necessary, I will get them to you. So I cannot wait to meet all of you and have you be a part of the community. Let's grow together. Yeah.
What a beautiful offer. Thank you so much, Janelle. We'll put a link below for people to connect with you, and we'll put your email there as well. And yeah, you never know. I think a lot of people assume they're like too late, but you just never know, you know? So go, go, go. Well, thank you so much, Janelle. This has been wonderful. Can't thank you enough for your time here on the Essential Oil Revolution.
It was a joy, Sam. Bless you and bless your work. May your influence increase.
Thank you so much. Janelle's book is Stronger Every Day, 9 Tools for an Emotionally Healthy You. You can find it on our show notes just below or on our website, revolutionoilspodcast.com. The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can connect with me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. If you go there, you can find detailed show notes for all of our past episodes, shop our most popular items, and support our sponsors. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, consider sharing it with a friend and leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. And don't forget, you can submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically entered to win our monthly giveaways. Simply email us your name, your original essential oil recipe, and where you're from or your website to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. We'll catch you again next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.